Matthew chapter 24, verse number 21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. This tribulation and the end time signs are outlined in Matthew chapter 24 as Jesus responds to the question from his disciples on what shall be the signs of the end of the world. Jesus outlines in this chapter many false Christs that arise. Jesus outlines in this chapter wars and rumors of wars. Jesus outlines in this chapter nations rising up against nations, more than just countries at war, but ethnic cleansing. Jesus outlines in this chapter famines and earthquakes, pestilence on a global scale. This great tribulation is a time where God is not going to use nuclear bombs or man's weapons as a part of his judgment. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 5 speaks of the weapons of his indignation. Job chapter 38, verses 22 and 23 speaks of God reserving the hailstones for his day of judgment. Psalm 18:12 speaks of fiery volcanic boulders that spew out and pepper the earth. God is going to use his weapons, supernatural weather, and supernatural phenomenon to judge the earth. Supernatural hurricanes beyond measurement. Supernatural tornadoes beyond measurement. Wind, storm surge, mudslides, avalanche, hailstones, forest fires, floods, molten lava, scorching heat, tsunamis, tidal waves, no fresh water, disease everywhere, scriptures speaking on individuals committing cannibalism, no food to eat unless you take the mark of the Antichrist. Do not be left behind. Receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Escape in the rapture, for it will take 7 months to bury the dead, and billions upon billions are going to be casualties as a result of the great tribulation. Scripture declares that every island and every mountain shall be removed out of their places. This cataclysmic judgment is not symbolic. It is real, as individuals are going to seek shelter, hiding from the judgment of the Lord, knowing that this judgment will come from on high. As Revelation chapter 6, verses 15 through 17 states, "And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?"
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.